But the old monarchy had one last desperate play to make. In March 1689, James landed in Ireland with 20,000 French troops. The Catholic Irish flocked to their king. Like the English, they had become pawns in someone else's chess game. Outside Drogheda, two armies, two worlds faced each other across the River Boyne. One belonged to the old world of faith and fervor. The other, Dutch and German professionals, were part of a modern war machine. No prizes for guessing who won. Nobody.
That is the patriotic duty of Irish men and Irish women to engage in that legitimate armed struggle.
We will never surrender! Ever! 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 Ever!
I would appeal to unionists to engage fully in the search for a lasting peace.